I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Where was my invite this morning?
Well, we're a little hurt you didn't come, but I think Staley's going to make an appearance, so
really?
We're going to be covered. Yeah.
You guys should have a good
Benny
time,
Benny the Bull. And, well, you know, I got to tell you, Clark and I traded hats for a minute.
They bonded, yeah.
I have a White Sox hat on, and then he like wiped his armpits
yeah.
and then
oh,
sneezed
boy.
On it and
yeah.
gave it back. So there could we could
like,
come to blows.
That's like dropping
the
gloves right there, isn't it?
That's right, buddy. You got to be careful. Mascot wars. So Jeff, help us out. Where are you on the Mitchell turning off the TV issue? Can you believe that got so much national attention?
No,
just keep
I don't.
The radio on, right?
I just can't believe it. Yeah, turn the TV sound down and turn the radio up. Come on, guys. Really? I mean, it's to me, don't care. It's just such a silly thing. I mean, I don't have a chance to sit there and watch the news conferences
right.
for a lot of different reasons. So, I mean, I'm not looking at his face or anything like that. I didn't see the TV replay of the interview or whatnot, but I went in the locker room after that. I didn't know about that after, and he was in a great mood. I mean, I rarely see him in the locker room, so had a little chat with him, nothing about anything important, but it's all good. I mean, it's just a comment. I mean, I think it's probably more tongue-in-cheek than anything. But to me, it doesn't matter. But apparently every slightest vibration right now, I always compare these things to spiders on a web. The slightest vibration, that spider's going to move and try and get its prey. So the slightest vibration right now with the Chicago quarterback is drawing national attention and filling their time slots quite well with video.
Jeff, if he were playing better, I think everybody would have collectively shrugged at what he said. I think there's so much attention and scrutiny based on everything that he does
yeah.
and says and how he acts because he lacks confidence on the field, and I think people interpreted that as maybe a lack of a confidence off of it. What will happen Sunday? How will that change? What can the Bears do to get him in a rhythm so he starts believing in himself enough to make a difference?
Well, as I've said for weeks now, they got to help him too, right? And I know it's not just on that, but collectively, the offense is just not been in sync really one time this year to really get down to the brass tacks of it. So how do you get that? I mean, yes, you could take a page out of that Detroit game last year and how effective they were against the Lions at home in week 10. They turned around and did it again with not as a productive offensive effort on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. But, you know, again, just the simple stuff that Matt Nagy says, and maybe fans and media get tired of hearing it, but find completions, have fun, you know, be yourself out there. Almost every week I do ask Matt Nagy in the pregame interview before the game, you know, what are you looking for these guys? And it always invariably goes back to the offense and Mitch and just having fun, letting it loose. So if that could be part of the solution, you know, you get a second chance to make a first impression right here. And the reason I say that is the midpoint has that feel. You know, you got 7 conference games, and whatever aspirations you still have or whatever thoughts of trying to get into the mix at the end and pulling this thing out of the gutter, you know, you got that opportunity here with these teams playing 4 division games. This is the first of the 4. I mean, it's still a long, long road out of that cellar. But, you know, if you can find these completions and get more people involved in the offense. I mean, last week with 1 targeted throw to Trey Burton, Anthony Miller, Adam Shaheen, and no catches. I mean, that you got to get more balance in here in the passing game, not just balance in the offense.
I've been saying this, Jeff, and I understand that this is a very bad idea, especially this week because of the quarterback you're against and the offense that has scored the points that the Lions are scoring. But I don't know that the Bears can get aggressive on offense, but I keep feeling maybe they can get aggressive on defense, and Chuck Pagano was supposed to be blitzing like crazy and all this stuff. I feel like I'm watching the Bears play a prevent sometimes because they know the offense doesn't score. Why not go after this guy? Why not go after this team? And I get it. You're risking a lot if you start going blitz happy, but I just want aggression out of my football team.
Right. I agree with you. I did think they were going to blitz a lot more than they have, and whether they're just – that's their version of complimentary football right now to keep things close. This Lions team, they can get on you. They're the one of three teams now in the league to have the lead in every game, as the Bears had a lead in every game. Last week was the first time under Matt Nagy they did not in 2 years. And they keep the lead for a big chunk of the game. So if you want – You may have to get into that kind of game to beat the Lions. And as bad as the defensive numbers say, they still have some very impressive players, and they got to take down some very important people and figure out how to move them out of the way. So it's not going to be as easy. I think it's a very dangerous situation against this Lions team right now, because if you want to talk about confidence, Matthew Stafford has it as much as anybody right now. Darrell Bevell, who one time did interview for the Bears coaching job years ago, has really unlocked his leash. I mean, he's just crazy good right now. And the Bears have not given up a lot of big plays, tied for third in the league in 20-plus yard plays, and he will challenge that no matter what they do, blitz or otherwise. He will do it. He's going to go downfield, and this is the day where the defense and the secondary in particular has to be quite aggressive at the catch point against those receivers, because they're tearing it up. That goes for the tight end, T.J. Hockenson.
Takeaways.
Most importantly, Galladay and Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I'm looking for takeaways, Jeff. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that would help a ton.
And this conversation with Jeff Joniak on a Bears Friday is brought to you by Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'. And, Jeff, before we let you go, so if the Bears make the changes on the offensive line that Matt Nagy avoided talking about yesterday, but if Cody Whitehair goes back to center and James Daniels goes back to guard the way it was last year, how surprised are you that the Bears essentially are giving up in that experiment with James Daniels at center, a position many people believed was his best position?
Well, if they're going to do this, I won't automatically just rubber stamp it as a failure. I mean, it's maybe the idea of looking for any kind of spark to get the fire started. I mean, and I even think Matt referred to that in one of his quotes yesterday. You know, they are very lucky to have Cody Whitehair, number one. He is the most amenable player. Did I say that right? Amenable? Amenable player that they have on this roster, willing to do just about anything in the name of the team. And so he's constantly readjusting his position and style and substance and everything he has to do. So they're very lucky to have Cody Whitehair to even be able to make that switch if they're going to do that. And with Daniels, he's 22 years old right now. His best football is ahead of him. And I do believe he's one of the guys I circled to take that next step this year, and that those guys have not done that just yet completely. But he's still a very young player and still a lot to learn and to use his body in the right way. And maybe this is going to decompress some of the pressure on him as well for the time being. I wouldn't just assume that it means that he can never play center again. And if they decide that this is the way they want to move forward and it's a good thing, then I'm okay with that, too. That would be a positive.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, buddy. Looking forward to it. Hopefully the pain stops.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Great story in The Athletic.
Got to have that pain stop, man. Yep. Hurting too much. Got to get it down. Get it.
All right, pal. God bless.
See you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.